语课堂听 class.com。
Part 3. Interpreting. Instructions. Listen to the following passages and start interpreting at the end of each segment. Sentence 1.
十月的北京，天高气爽，秋色宜人。世界旅游组织第十五届全体大会今天在这里隆重开幕。
Sentence 2.
在古代，中国先哲们就提出了观国之光的思想，倡导读万卷书，行万里路，游历名山大川，乘天地之灵气，接山水之精华。
Sentence 3.
Ontario is home to hundreds of attractions, adventures, and pleasures that hold special appeal to the Chinese travelers.
Sentence 4.
Niagara Falls is one of the great natural wonders of the world and offers a visual and stimulating experience you will always remember.
Passage 1.
温家宝在世界旅游组织第十五届全体大会开幕式上的讲话。朗读樊志军。世界旅游组织秘书长弗朗加利先生，联合国常务副秘书长弗莱切特女士，各位代表，女士们，先生们，十月的北京，天高气爽，秋色宜人，世界旅游组织第十五届全体大会今天在这里隆重开幕。我代表中国政府向各位来宾表示诚挚的欢迎，向大会表示热烈的祝贺。旅游是一项集观光、娱乐、健身为一体的愉快而美好的活动。旅游业随着时代进步而不断发展。20世纪中叶以来，现代旅游在世界范围迅速兴起，旅游人数不断增加，旅游产业规模持续扩大，旅游经济地位显著提升，旅游活动寓意成为各国人民交流文化、增进友谊、扩大交往的重要渠道，对人类生活和社会进步产生越来越广泛的影响。古往今来，旅游一直是人们增长知识、丰富阅历、强健体魄的美好追求。在古代，中国先哲们就提出了观国之光的思想，倡导读万卷书，行万里路，游历名山大川，乘天地之灵气，接山水之精华。新中国成立后，特别是改革开放以来，中国政府高度重视旅游工作，旅游业持续快速发展，已经成为一个富有蓬勃活力和巨大潜力的新兴产业。目前，中国入境旅游人数和旅游外汇收入跃居世界前列，出境旅游人数迅速增加，已经成为旅游大国。今年上半年，尽管我国遭遇了一场突如其来的非典疫情冲击，但我们一手抓防治非典，一手抓经济建设，及时采取有力扶持政策，使一度受到重创的旅游业得以迅速恢复和发展。中国是一个历史悠久的文明古国，也是一个充满时代生机的东方大国，拥有许多得天独厚的旅游资源，自然风光旖旎秀美， 历史文化博大精深，56个民族风情浓郁，目前已被列入世界文化遗产地和世界自然遗产地达29处。在改革开放的推动下，现代化建设突飞猛进，城乡面貌日新月异，古代中国的风采神韵与现代中国的蓬勃英姿交相辉映，这些都为发展国内外旅游创造了优越的条件。21世纪头20年是中国全面建设小康社会、加快推进社会主义现代化的重要战略机遇期，也是中国旅游业发展的有利时期。我们要把旅游业培育成为中国国民经济的重要产业，合理保护和利用旅游资源，努力实现旅游业的可持续发展。中国政府欢迎各国朋友到中国旅游观光，我们将全力保障广大旅游者健康和安全，同时鼓励更多的中国人走向世界。我们愿同各国广泛开展合作，推动世界旅游业的发展。多年来，世界旅游组织为促进全球旅游业的繁荣与发展，做出了积极而富有成效的努力。最近，世界旅游组织成为联合国专门机构，我们仅表示衷心祝贺。我们相信这次大会必将对实现全球旅游业的更大繁荣和发展起到重要的推动作用。祝世界旅游组织第15届全体大会圆满成功，谢谢大家。
Passage 2
Salutatory by OTMPC Undersecretary David Lindsay, read by Steve Watson. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. This is Canada's first appearance at the Guangzhou International Travel Fair. Thank you for the opportunity to meet with you today. We in Ontario are keenly aware of China's economic growth and prosperity. Visitors from China have been increasing each year. Last year, we had a 51% increase in Chinese visitors. Ontario has a long history of building strong cultural and tourism ties so that in the future, both Ontario and China can benefit. We have expanded our Chinese language website to better fulfill the information needs of Chinese consumers interested in Ontario experiences. As well, our Chinese Lure now has suggested itineraries to help you plan your visit. We look forward to welcoming more Chinese tourists each year to Ontario to experience all that we have to offer. Ontario is home to hundreds of attractions, adventures, and pleasures that hold special appeal to the Chinese travelers. I would like to highlight a few of them. Toronto, an exciting cosmopolitan city. Niagara Falls and the Niagara Wine Route. Ottawa, Canada's capital city. Gravenhurst, birthplace of Dr. Norman Bethune. First, Toronto, capital of Ontario. The Toronto area has great cultural facilities, including the Royal Ontario Museum and the Art Gallery of Ontario. Toronto is also home to a vibrant mosaic of many different cultures and languages. In Toronto, you will also see a bustling city with theaters, restaurants, and family entertainment. It is a city that is warm and welcoming to visitors from around the world. Niagara Falls is one of the great natural wonders of the world and offers a visual and stimulating experience you will always remember. The area near the falls is North America's fastest-growing wine region. The Niagara Wine Route has restaurants and world-renowned wineries that offer travelers a wonderful culinary experience. Hamilton is halfway between Niagara and Toronto and should be a destination of choice. Hamilton has many attractions, including the Royal Botanical Gardens, which has more than 1,000 hectares of gardens and nature reserves. It is the largest botanical garden in Canada. The Niagara Escarpment, which runs through Hamilton, is one of the world's unique natural features. It is a UNESCO World Biosphere Reserve. A visit to Ontario would not be complete without a stop in Canada's capital, Ottawa. Ottawa is a city of waterways, festivals, English and French culture, and culinary traditions. The city is celebrating its 150th anniversary this year, and the Rideau Canal, which we hope will be designated as a World Heritage Site this year, is a year-round attraction. In winter, the Rideau turns into the world's longest skating rink. In the springtime, millions of tulips rise from their winter sleep and burst into bright reds, yellows, and whites. Fall colors are spectacular as the leaves turn red and gold. Ottawa is truly a four-season destination. I invite you to visit Bethune Memorial House in Gravenhurst. The birthplace of Dr. Norman Bethune has been converted to a museum which honors him for establishing a lasting bond between Canada and China. Parks Canada runs the museum, and the Director General, Brendan MacDonald, is here at the GITF to answer your questions about it. In this visit to China, our goal is to learn from you so that we can better educate the tourism industry in Ontario to serve Chinese visitors. We also want to familiarize you with what Ontario has to offer tourists. Most importantly, we have come to develop relationships that lead to growth and understanding for both countries. Thank you.